Rex Patrick is one of two Centre Alliance senators and he joins us now. Good morning and welcome to AM.
Good morning, Sabra.
How likely is it, do you think, that this entire tax package will pass Parliament this week?
Well, we only have one of two choices, either to reject the entire package or to pass it. Centre Alliance has been working with the government constructively to try and come to some arrangement whereby we can ensure that the short-term rebates that are planned under this legislation are not consumed by energy companies. And indeed, in the longer term, where there is uncertainty, the economy will be in a much better position with lower energy costs.
So are you optimistic that it will pass by the end of the week? You're sounding pretty hopeful.
Well, we've still got a few things to nut out with the government. We'll do that over the next couple of days. But I don't see any roadblocks.
Okay. You wanted assurances about cheaper gas prices. Has the government come up with a solution?
The government has now developed a package of measures that will help to address the problem that we have in Australia. So, you know, back in 2013-14, we had gas at $3 to $4 per gigajoule. We then tripled our production, reduced our consumption, and now we end up paying $9. So the price has tripled. The market is not working and the government has to intervene.
Do you trust the government on this? It was, after all, the party that promised the big stick legislation that turned into the small stick. Do you trust them?
We've got a three-year parliament to work with the government, and they will make a commitment to us, and if they don't follow through, it'll get become a very bumpy road for them.
The government wants the Senate to keep sitting, particularly on the tax bill, until it gets a solution, and it's saying it will. It doesn't want any amendments made to this legislation. Is that acceptable to say we're going to keep sitting until we get the outcome we want?
Well, that is a decision for the Senate. So the Senate would have to vote on that. And I guess that will come down to whether or not the government have the numbers. I presume if they get the numbers to pass the tax cuts, they'll also get numbers to extend. Centre Alliance won't support any gags, but we're open to another Senate sleepover. We love parliaments that have Senate sleepovers.
All right. Labor's idea to bring forward the stage two of the tax cuts to be more stimulatory for the economy, given that we've got a number of signs that things aren't that flash. Is that attractive?
Well, the difficulty is that the government has rejected that outright. So it's just not an option that's sitting on the table. So we probably would have supported that, but unfortunately the government is simply not presenting that to us.
And you're not in a position where you can use that as a negotiating lever?
Well, when we were in the last parliament, we had to deal with tax cuts and Centre Alliance rejected stage three of a three-stage package, sent it back to the House. The House simply said no, not accepting the amendment, and we ended up with the package back in the Senate and once again presented with an all-or-nothing option. And Matthias Cormann has assured us that they are not splitting this bill and they're not adjusting anything.
Stage three of this tax plan is the controversial part. The Grattan Institute overnight has put out another analysis of this, saying it's wise to wait given that it doesn't make sense to lock in these tax changes when the economy is so uncertain and they don't take place until 5 years from now, and that it makes the system less progressive. Are you open to any of that?
Well, the difficulty is, having met with the Reserve Bank Governor, we do need to stimulate the economy. The stage one and stage two will do that. Stage three, as you mentioned in the opening remarks, is a long way off. And the uncertainty could actually go both ways. It can be uncertain in a southerly direction or a northerly direction. So we're going to, you know, presuming we can get an assurance that we can get energy prices down, I think we're basically in a position we'll end up supporting it.
Energy prices down for everyone or just industry?
Well, that's the nice thing about this is that if we can get gas prices down, gas prices set the electricity prices, particularly in South Australia, Victoria and Tasmania, and the people who will benefit from that will be people on Newstart, people who are hardworking Australians and indeed pensioners, small businesses and large businesses.
You're wanting a Senate committee into ministerial standards following the news last week that former Minister Christopher Pyne now is a consultant with EY. He issued a statement yesterday saying he knows his responsibilities under the Code of Conduct and he won't breach them. Does that assuage your concerns?
The problem we've got with Christopher, and I like Christopher, is that he can't unknow what he knows. And he's been briefed by Defence, he will have been briefed by commercial companies. He's aware of plans that are not in the public domain and he can't unknow that. And indeed, giving advice to his new employer, he would be in some sense remiss if he didn't give them full and frank advice with all the knowledge that he has.
So, no, you don't trust him?
Well, it's not a case of not trusting him. He just ends up putting himself in a compromised position. But, you know, this really comes down to Scott Morrison. Scott Morrison has put in place a statement of ministerial conduct, and he has to enforce it, otherwise it's a meaningless statement.
All right. Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick, thanks for joining AM this morning.
Thank you.